Yeah, I think Joe said he was one and done. Yeah, Dakota, I had previously in our our initial interest in Meshtastic, I had it set up that way, where I had the smaller ones, the little Helltex, talking to the base and up in the tree in the backyard. I'll probably do that again. I just kind of zinged in there real quick working with Dave and set up all the MQTT stuff and got it to where the way people are operating it now seems to work a lot better. So yeah, I think I'll do what you're doing and at least get one health tech, you know, where I can carry it with me or around the house or whatever, and do the client-based thing. That'll I liked it when I did it before, and it's supposed to work even better now. So cool bit, and yeah, whoever's coordinating or the improvements in the software, I think people themselves are, like you said, getting better hardware and maybe making a better effort to get something in a more strategic place. So all of that helps, seems a bit more more useful now, and we can actually utilize it at least a little bit, and it'll probably get better from here. So, Tom, if you need help or, you know, want to chat about it, I don't know how much documentation there really is. I'm sure there is, but we just kind of, you know, winged it all and tried trial and errored everything and figured a bunch of stuff out. And the MQTT is the internet access. So if something doesn't go RF, it can go through the internet. There's pluses and minuses to that, but I think currently everybody's turning that off, so we're RF only, which is the whole idea of the thing in the first place. All right, running out of time. Talk too much anyway. KE8BSI, Dakota.